Just doesn't get much better than this. Isn't this just a great, great day? Wow, I'm so excited. Well, we're going to talk about something. There's a couple of things in the Christian life that people get a little nervous about. They don't want to talk about. One of them we did last week, which was stewardship. Oops, stewardship. We're not going to revisit that. And you know, the week before that, we talked about how important it was for the true follower of Christ to dig into the Word, do the work, learn what the Word says. So we got to learn what the work says. We got to support the ministry. And today we're going to talk about evangelism. Evangelism. And that's kind of a scary word to some people. I've heard it said so often that, well, evangelism is one of the spiritual gifts, and I'm just not gifted in that way. So other people are gifted in that way. So they're the ones who should do evangelism, and I'll do something else. Well, I hope what we're going to find out today is that you don't actually have that option, but hopefully we'll do it in a way that will be uplifting. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we go to your word, we want to understand in our hearts that these words, these commands, are not guidelines and suggestions, that when you tell us to do something, Lord, you actually mean for us to do it. You've said in your word that if you love me, you will keep my commands. So when it comes to this issue of spreading the word, let us be faithful and obedient. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I like that song we sang this morning, In My Heart. Right? What is it? In my heart. There rings a melody. Christians should be the happiest people in the world. If you're a sports lover and you flipped on the game on Sunday afternoon and you already knew what the winning score was, see, you'd be excited all the way through the game, no matter what goes on in the game, right? No matter how many times they drop the ball, no matter how many times things go wrong, if you already know what the end score is, that's okay, they're going to come back. Christians, you already know the score at the end of the game. Your team already wins. No matter what the culture says, no matter what the world tells you about the word of Christ, you know, if you study the word, that we win. So we should be happy, even in the midst of our trials. Now, that happiness may not look like giddy happiness, but it may look like contentment. It may look like peace, because we already know what's going to happen. Don't you want everyone you know to have that? You've been given, we have good news to share, and we're called to share it, and we are commanded to do so. We visited this so many times. I base a lot of the teachings around this. This is called the Great Commission. And the context is important here. This is not something, an offhand comment he made while he was going along. This is at the very end of his ministry. And the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came to them and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." And this is what he told them. And this is what Jesus is saying to you and me today, right? It's very simple. It says, "Go, therefore." Now, what's the therefore? All authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me. Now go, therefore. The therefore is you're being commanded by the Creator God of the universe. You know, the Trinity is Father, Son, Holy Spirit, that's all God, right? But it was Jesus, the third person of the Trinity, who actually implemented creation. The Bible says all things were created through him. Without him, nothing was created that's been created. So when Jesus says to you, now by the way, the next thing that happens is he goes to heaven. This is his last words before he leaves town. All authority in heaven and earth have been given to me. Go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Some other translations say, and teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And when you read scripture, when it says, you know, observe the law, it means obey the law. So his marching orders were pretty simple. When it comes to talking about our faith, many of us cower like chickens and run away to the colonel. If we know Jesus, we have good news. Good news. It's like a life ring thrown to people who are drowning, or like a fire alarm to rouse people sleeping in a burning building. The issue is we've been given a very specific command here. Now, the benefit of growing in godliness, what I mean by that is love for God and neighbors in everyday life, is it's a blessed experience. It's very rewarding and real, and real Christians have their lives of discipleship. They want to extend this joy to other people by sharing it with others and inviting them to become disciples themselves. So this is important enough that Jesus was very specific. Now, for those of you who are into grammar, I want to point out something in this command. Now, look here. This is the commandment. It says, go, therefore. It's the same one, right? But look at what it says. Everything in yellow is the actual command. This is what you're supposed to go do. The rest of it amplifies that. So when he says, go, make disciples, baptize them, teach them, and then I'm with you always. Now the explanation is, go therefore, make disciples, which disciples? Of all nations. Baptizing them, how? In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit. And teaching them. Teaching them what? To observe that all that I've commanded you. If you do that, then I'm with you to the end of the age. Now, why do I make this distinction? Because we get lost in the very beautiful verse, go make disciples, baptize them. He's being very specific. Go. So what does that mean? His last command to you is to go. So I'm going to suggest that go means you got to do it. Now, go where? Now, this says make disciples of all nations. Now, I don't think you need to go to all nations, but you do need to go. Go might be go to the person sitting at the desk next to you. Go might be to the person you're sitting next to in the restaurant. Go might be talking to your best friend. Go might be talking to your son or daughter who's not a believer. The first command is to go. So, and this is what evangelizing is. Evangelizing is not standing